It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We're here with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. Every Saturday. And always on Tuesday, we have Tech Tuesday and some interesting stories to pour through for you. By the way, Karen and Bob, how'd they do last week?
Oh, it didn't happen. We had an interview with a social media director that came up with a movie called The Social Media Monster. It was very interesting. So we had an interview with him.
All right. So Karen and Bob had the week off.
They had the week off, you know? They had to rest up their bits and bites.
So OpenAI... The thought was that search-wise, it would potentially unseat Google. And then I noticed Google, now when I do a search, it comes up with an AI answer for me.
Right.
And so that was obviously in direct response. But OpenAI maybe not totally ready to...
Well, AI in general is not totally ready. Right? A lot of hallucinations, a lot of incorrect answers, a lot of answers that are late. I would love to see Google's cheese moved. You know, everyone thinks you just Google it, right? Wouldn't it be nice to ChatGPT it and find out that you're going to get maybe a little more information eventually when AI makes more sense. But too many hallucinations, the data's coming a little late, so AI is still not quite ready for prime time on something as simple as search.
But let me ask you a question, though. Like, there are things that you thought would never... Like, I thought Netscape was the best.
Right.
You know, I thought, you know, you could... I thought the BlackBerry was amazing.
I heard Motorola.
Palm Pilot or whatever. So my point is, like... Do you foresee a day where that's possible? Because Google is so ensconced. It's a verb.
It is. But the idea here with all the options that are out there and all the AI that could actually make this better for you, imagine the AI asking the question before you even think to ask it because you've thought about it or talked about it, and before you know it, ChatGPT is already giving you the answer because you talked about it.
Right,
will there be enough
momentum for broad adoption is the question.
Right, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea, but it will be neat to see that happen someday. But yes,
are you anti-Google?
No. Basically, IT is disruption. Everything is about IT is disruption, and that's what you see out there.
Okay, so we're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. The other story was a couple of I want to get to. Why is the state of Maine involved in a data breach in Ohio?
It's crazy. So you have to make sure you actually report your data breaches to the state of Maine Attorney General. And if you ever want any kind
what
of
do you
real...
mean? Any data breach?
Any data breach.
If I have a data breach, I got to go to the Maine AG?
Yeah, you got to post it to them.
Why?
I don't know. It's a rule they made and somehow everyone's following it. It's the most bizarre thing. If you want to find out about data breaches, you must report it to the state of Maine. It's part of their...
So they passed the legislation and they let the other 50 states know and they're actually complying?
They are. And that's why we finally know that Columbus, Ohio had 500,000 people impacted by the breach that the mayor said was really nothing to pay attention to.
But it was half a million.
Half a million. Almost everybody in Columbus, Ohio was impacted by this breach, and the mayor was trying to hide it, said it was encrypted data. It was data that you couldn't use. And this happened in July, and they said, oh, they stopped it from occurring. And even as of October, only 75% of their systems are back up. So if you stopped it, how come you still haven't even gotten all your computers up? A lot of misinformation coming out of Columbus, Ohio.
That's kind of fascinating that... You know, people say there's so much dysfunction, but the fact that other states respect a rule set up by another state.
I don't know how that works power-wise as far as why they have to do it, but the state of Maine, if you want to know if there's a data breach, the state of Maine knows about it, and you have to report to it.
Let's talk about data centers.
Yeah.
When you said, and I see in this, he sends me the links and the snippets, that they, is it Google?
Microsoft
wants to build a data center out of wood.
Right.
To save for the environment.
Yes, they have too much of a carbon footprint if you use concrete and steel, Brian. So what should you use next? Well, of course, wood. And then, of course, if that's too much, I guess you could build it in straw and hope no wolf comes by.
But my thing is, like, with all of the power getting used and energy, those things, that's got to be like a fire hazard.
I don't know. They're going to use some sort of engineered laminate wood. I just found it interesting, right? So they're so worried about their image, about acting like they're green. There's nothing green about running computers, all right? There isn't. We're living in a terrarium. You're not going to actually change it by planting a tree or two. So build your data center out of something that's not going to fall down. Wood is great, but then the next guy's going to say, well, you know what? Straw probably would be better. You know, well, that's our better carbon. Let's try paper. It's just gets nuttier and nuttier. And then you look at the same thing where they're trying to connect it to nuclear power plants on top of that, which is low emission, no problem with that. But when you have Microsoft asking to fire up Three Mile Island, it gives me pause.
Yeah.
I mean,
and what's going to end up happening with this stuff? Because there seems to be such demand for it.
I think there's going to be a big bubble. We're going to get all sorts of energy developed, which is good, right? The data center is going to drive that energy adoption. We're going to find all this great energy. Our energy prices could go down after the bubble bursts with AI.
So you think it will burst?
Oh, my gosh. From what I'm reading, I'm not alone. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. It just feels like the dot-com bubble all over again. And
Think NVIDIA is like a paper tiger of a company?
No. I mean, they just got moved to the S&P.
Yeah. To the Dow.
Oh, the Dow. Gotcha. And kicked out Intel.
Yeah.
So, no, they're definitely not a paper tiger. But the point is, are they going to get the returns you're hoping for with AI? And I think it's a little premature. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, building your data center out of wood? Come on.
I find that hysterical. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Again, every Saturday, 9 to 11, Computer Talk with Tab. Karen and Bob will return this Saturday.
Yeah, they'll be back.
You know, people they're in more demand than Eric Semmel is.
Exactly.
We have new voting tabulators here in Connecticut. What do you have on that?
Well, I couldn't believe it. So I went. There's this great center out there at UConn that goes over reviewing. You know, it's UConn Voter Center, VOTER Center, and they test voting systems and voting technology. And I guess the technology scanners that we are using were developed in 1986. I was a sophomore in high school. That technology. Now, of course, we didn't implement them until much later, and they've been used for the past 18 years. But we finally replaced
the point
these
is
tabulators.
They're old.
Old. And what is it about not being able to have nice things? That we are a democracy, and we can't really run the system on current technology. The little card readers that were inside there had batteries, and they failed about 10 to 15% of the time. So what are we doing?
So we bought new ones.
We got new ones, I guess. I have no idea what the new ones are. I didn't research that. But we got new ones coming in, and my town in Southington's using them. So I'm looking forward to, you know, to voting today and sticking my ballot in that new tabulator and seeing how it comes out.
The thing is that what I don't get is you have – there's actually a company that makes this stuff. If you're replacing them every couple decades, there's only 50 states.
Right.
But somebody's got a business where they make and create and research and develop tabulators.
Yeah. Well, the voters were actually going to eBay to find parts to keep their tabulators running. I mean, it just sounds like so banana republic. That's the United States of America. So yes, there's a company out there doing that. I'm not sure which one it is. I don't know. I don't know who it is. But it's an interesting comment on, is democracy important based on our actual investment in it? Maybe it's not.
Well, it's one of those things where the money, they feel like it's so desperately needed somewhere else that they keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it. It's like the pension obligations and everything else.
Yeah,
but as an adult in the last, I don't know, 10 to 15 years, I never thought about where my ballot goes or how it's treated, how many hands touch it. I never thought about that. I just assume it's America. Everything's cool.
Exactly. I mean, the thing I've always asked is, why aren't our ballots serialized? So you know how many ballots are produced, you know the serializations, you know which serial numbers go to which towns.
So everyone's got a number and a tracker.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be your ballot, just that you have a serialized ballot, so nobody's making copies. You know, you don't want the guy making copies.
Yeah.
And that way you can actually better track the quantity of ballots. That's just me as far as any security I would
have. Yeah, I mean, they send out, we were talking earlier with, and we got to go, Andrew Brown, in California, they send an absentee ballot to every single citizen.
Right.
I mean, that can only lead to problems.
I would contend a lot of harvesting going on there.
Right. Well, anything, what are you guys getting on the show or at your shop? Any interesting trends?
No interesting trends. Obviously, compliance is a big thing in our world. Trying to get if you're in aerospace, if you're an auto dealer, you have to be compliant with the FTC, you have to be CMMC compliant, you have to make sure your technology is in order. So that's really driving a lot of our business, is helping clients become compliant.
All right, great job. Good luck casting your vote.
Yes.
And it will count, we hope.
Yeah.
Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 every Saturday here on WTSE. And here on Tech Tuesday, we try to do it every Tuesday at 8:20.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.